This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ALDS Game 1 tomorrow afternoon. Guardians taking on the Tigers. Tone, classic question. Is it a must win?
Oh, absolutely.
216-474-0092. Is the game, usually Game 1 of a series is not a must win?
Yeah, this one in a condensed series, it's not a best of 7. It's a best of 5.
Yes.
And you're looking at, if you lose this one, what are the odds, Kenny, that if you are to win the series, it goes 5? If you lose game one, what are the odds? Like, what? Just wouldn't you say that if they lose game one, the series, if it ends up going the way we want it to, is probably going to go 5?
I mean, yeah, I would imagine, right? No?
No, I would say, yeah. I mean,
yeah. And so what that means is you would go up against the best pitcher in baseball twice over the next 4 days. That's why you want to win this one. You got to win this
one. Best pitcher in baseball. Well, okay. Well, fine.
This year.
The best starter in baseball. Yeah. He might not be the best closer, I think.
It's still listed as undecided right now. Have they made their decision absolutely permanent, the Detroit Tigers?
They still have not.
Okay.
I did a search before the show.
A cursory search.
To see what was being talked about. And obviously, the day's rest is coming into play here, even though he only pitched 88 pitches in the last time he pitched, which he was dominant against the Houston Astros.
Yes.
They think that would be a departure from their typical plan of attack of game one.
So wait,
on a 4-day rest period.
Well, you could if things got to go well for you. Like you have to get the Tanner Bibee. Could I take that as a disrespect to Tanner Bibee? You don't want to put your number one up against Tanner Bibee, or you just want to offset the entire staff and say, well, we'll just put Tarek Skubal in on Monday. I keep wanting to say Saturday because my rods and cones are mixed up. You put him in game two on Monday, get yourself a win, and then you kind of move on with the series.
Yeah, it'd be
at 1-1.
He pitched on back to. I'm not ducking your question.
You duck it.
But Skubal pitched on Tuesday, so Wednesday is an off day. Thursday is an off day. Friday is an off day.
Yeah.
If he were to go on Saturday, that'd be 3 days. That would be 3 days rest. So he's not pitching game one.
Wait a minute. When did he pitch last time?
He pitched Tuesday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, you're not counting Saturday as that day.
Yeah.
See, I was counting Saturday
so
as
that's
that
why,
day.
So that's why almost assuredly I thought he was going
to
go.
Well, not with the 1 p.m. start, but if it was the 7 o'clock.
Well, I think that's
well, wait a minute,
that
now,
could be part of it, right?
If they started it at, if they started this game at 1, that game was started at 2. It's almost. How many hours did he pitch?
They were in Houston.
Oh, that's right. He was in the Central Time.
Well,
you gain an hour, though. So is it a full 4
right.
days?
Oh, that's something to look at.
There we go.
So the whole point of this is to say that him on normal rest in game 2 was probably always going to be the way it worked out, which then means that, you know, you're going to have the pitching advantage in game 1. You're certainly not going to have it in game 2.
No.
You want to win this game. Yeah, I mean, you want to win it normally. But in this case, just staring at that, knowing that he has been so good, and he has a postseason, He has a postseason dominant start under his belt already.
You want to win every game. Do you got to win this game is the question. 216-474-0092. Is it a must win? Because then if you have your starting pitcher is going to be Tanner Bibee. I assume that game two is Matt Boyd, right? Game three, you're looking at probably Gavin Williams, but with the split Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, you're kind of flirting with Gavin Williams in like an opener situation possibly and doing that. So you kind of got that going for you. So you would definitely see Tanner Bibee twice as long as you get the business done. So tomorrow, I think with Tanner Bibee going, it's like you got your best pitcher going. You got to win the game. You got to win the game. It's not like I'm not going to come in on Monday and say the series is over. If you're down 1-0, but I'm going to have a lump in my throat. I'm not going to be feeling very good if you lose that game tomorrow. Yeah.
Is there a difference between must win and got to win?
Let's split the hairs. What do you mean?
Well, I think a must win is a declaration that if you don't win this game, we're in big trouble. I think a got to win is like, hey, it's your number one pitcher. These are games you shouldn't lose.
Well, I guess it's in a got to win. Because if I just said that the series isn't over if they lose,
but...
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's our number one pitcher. We've had the week off. We got to win this game.
Well, then you're right. Then it's got to win.
And add the dimension of just how hot Detroit is, that if they win again, I mean, that team will not – they will come into game two assuming that they are going to beat you, especially with the guy that's going to be on the mound. That's why you just need to win this game. Maybe it's just because it makes me feel better, makes you feel better, makes our fans feel better.
They only have to win two more, and they know they've got their number one guy twice, right? So
that's the hard part.
Yeah.
That is the hard part right there.
So I changed my mind back to must win.
Now it's a must win instead of got to win.
Flipped.
So when are you must win too?
I kind of feel like it is, yeah.
Am I the only one who's saying it's just a got to win instead of must win? Want to win? Mitch, what do you got?
This is a must win, especially with you go down 2-0, you go back to Comerica, that crowd's going to be very tough.
I mean, Tarek Skubal's good. It's not like it's murderer's row over there with those guys. Like, you can get to him, can't you?
I think the other thing that's different is they got Hinch. That guy's going to know
how to... What does that got to do with the price of fish?
Well, here you go. I'm going to tell you what the price of fish is right now.
$2.99.
He's a veteran. He is a veteran. It's market. He's a veteran manager who's been in the fire before and has...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Won a World Series, and I know he did it illegally. And
what else is he prepared to do?
Yeah.
I mean, he will.
That's a good point.
He will gut you on the mound if he has to win the World Series.
Talking about fish, we're talking about gutting.
So the difference is AJ Hinch in this spot?
No, I don't think that's the difference. I do think that the way that he's managed this bullpen over the last month and a half, especially, puts it to where it's like, man, I don't want to have to. Be in a back against the wall situation, and Mitch is right. Going back to Comerica down 0-2, I don't think that their fans have been rowdy. I don't think they're any more rowdy than the Cleveland fans, especially in the playoffs. I've seen it with my own eyes. What we do over at Progressive Field?
Yeah, he's Listen, guys, he's good. This isn't, and I give him credit.
Yeah, it's the playoffs. We're down to eight teams are left, and
I give him credit. He's. I'm not talking about AJ Hinch. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Tarik Skubal. Skubal's good. I've been more afraid of other pitchers. I'd have a worse feeling about Nestor Cortes.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of him. I don't want to have to deal with it. I'd like to put myself in the best situation possible.
I agree with you, but if it's
the guy who's probably going to win the Cy Young Award this year.
All right, but if it's still 1-1 after the first two games,
if it's still 1-1, that means you must win the first one.
I think it's a got it. Well, fine. 216-474-0092. Is it a must win? I actually don't now to fight because now I'm angry. I don't think it's a must win. I'm so afraid. Like, Tarik Skubal's good. Everybody's afraid of him all of a sudden.
Said they're afraid of him. He's going to win the Cy Young though.
I get that, but you just said you didn't want to deal with him. And I don't like you got to deal with him at some point.
I don't want to deal with him down a game already.
Well, I think
in a series that you only have to win three to win the series.
That's the part of it.
It'd be different if it was a best of seven series.
Up until the final 2 weeks of the season, you know, our lineup had languished. We were really, really struggling. You know, you weren't getting anything at the top of the order from Kwan. Even Jose had start to have some struggles. So it's like, how are we going to find enough runs? How are we going to piece this together? Now, we got our act in the gear at the end. But when that lead had gone from 9 games to nothing, we were really worried about our lineup. And if they get flummoxed in game one and then you're going up against Skubal, yeah, I'll be scared of Skubal at that point with our lineup.
216-474-0092. I just know how I'm going to react. Before I get to the phones here, I just know how I'm going to react. I'm not going to say that the series is over if they lose tomorrow and they go in on Monday. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. Now, depending on what the Browns do, there might be a little bit of a, okay, thank God, like we don't have to spend the whole time talking about a loss, but goodness gracious. But I will tell you, on the other side, because I try to think positive first, but let me think about this. If they lose, will I be saying the series is over? No, absolutely not. If they win, will I say the series is over? Well, I can't because they'd have Tarik Skubal going in game two. So that's fair, but I would be feeling a lot better. I would be feeling a lot better.
Maybe this is a personal thing. I'm going to the game on Monday.
All right.
If they lose Saturday's game, I'm going to be on pins and needles the whole day Monday going into that game, knowing this could be the last time I see my team play this year. If they win on Saturday, look out over on Prospect and East 4th and all that. About
who win on Monday?
If they win on Saturday, on Monday around noon, Owen's going to be having a good time. I don't know if I'm having a good time pregame on Monday if they lose on Saturday.
You're going to be more pensive on Monday. Yeah. All right, I can understand. Boy, you guys are talking me into it being a must-win.
That was easy.
Because it's the first game of a series. It's a series. And it's like, man, if we're doing everything we can to avoid Tarik Skubal, like, have you gotten to him before this year?
Well, what was it? One time? You only matched up against him one time in all those games?
Yeah, they got 10 July hits 20, off of him. We just scored one run.
Yeah, July 22nd, you got 10 hits in 7 innings, and you only got one. That was at least earned. At least you got that. Mm. Like, you did hit him around, you just couldn't get anybody in. All right, Nelson and Avon Lake. Go ahead. Go quickly, Nelson. Go ahead.
Must win. Short series. You don't want to face that dude twice, being down a game, and you don't have anybody that can really match up, right, that can hold him. Like that guy more than likely would do to our lineup. So, I guess.
All right, fine, Nelson. Thank you very much for the call. He says it's a must win.
I think some of it is just about, it's kind of a window into the confidence in your lineup. Like, I think it is the weakness. I think we all understand that, especially against playoff pitching, you're a little nervous. Now, Detroit, you know, again, whether it's the bullpen or whatever, Detroit has not been some dynamo throughout the year on paper.
They're not our bullpen, but the same time, they've pieced it together for being the hottest team the last month and a half of the season, or last month of the season.
Well, you really haven't matched up either way with
The thing is, we haven't seen Detroit since, what, July?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 216-474-0092. The last time you pitched against Detroit, they were on the road. You won. He went 6 innings. Tanner Bibee went 6 innings. He gave up 2 runs, both earned. And then he pitched against them a week earlier at home. We also won that game. He went five innings, gave up two hits. He's been pretty good against Detroit himself. It makes it with those stats, it kind of does make game one a must win. 216-474-0092. I think you guys might have talked me into it. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.